Throughout the month of Elul and until Leil Shana Rabba, in davening we add the Kapitel Tilim, Kapitel Chof Zayin, L'dovid Hashem Uri V'yishi Mimi Iro. A teaching, a tefillah by David, which says, Hashem is my light and my salvation. Who therefore shall I have fear from? Hashem Mo'iz Chayei. Hashem is the stronghold of my life. Mimi efchot. Who then can terrorize me? In a letter from the year 1973, the Rebbe asks, what's the relevance of reciting L'David, this Kapitel Tilim, Kapitel Chof Zayin, twice a day, every day of the month of Elul, and in the beginning of Tishrei? The Rebbe answers that the idea of Elul and Tishrei is twofold. Number one, we are crowning Hashem as king. We're engaging in coronation. And what that means is that we are dedicating ourselves to realizing that Hashem is the ultimate source of value in the world, in the universe, and that we are dedicating ourselves to that source of value. That we see ourselves ultimately as subject to that authority, to the divine authority, and not to any other value system, any other authority. And if any other authority or value system contradicts that authority, we will follow the divine authority. We will follow the Torah first. And what's the primary calling of Hashem? What does Hashem desire when he is Melech al Ha'olam, when he is the king, when he is the ruler of the world? He desires that we make this world into a dwelling place for divinity, that we turn this world from a jungle into a garden. But, says the Rebbe, this is a very difficult ask. This is a very difficult task. First of all, we might not be in the best situation as we come to Elul and as we come to Rosh Hashanah. We might be facing a lot of hardships in our lives. We might be facing physical illness. We might be facing emotional illness. We might be under a lot of stress. We might lack resources. We might lack the ability to focus. And we might feel very disempowered in this world. And we might ask, how is it possible that we could carry out a mission that's greater than just surviving in this world? And we might even question, can we even survive? Can we focus on any higher purpose in life? And for many, the question of survival or of meeting their basic physical and emotional needs is so primary that they can't think of anything higher. They can't think of anything beyond themselves. They can't think that they might have the agency to produce positive change in the world. So the Rebbe says that stress, that question is why it is that we say the Kapitel L'David Hashem Uri twice a day throughout the month of Elul and the beginning of Tishrei. Because the overarching theme, the message of L'David Hashem Uri, is that whatever happens, I take security in Hashem. From the very beginning of the Kapitel, where we learn, B'kroiv alai mireim l'achlas besari, when the evildoers approached me to eat up my flesh, Tzorai v'oivai li, my enemies and my torturers came after me, be they physical torturers, emotional torturers, external torturers, internal torturers, hima kashlu v'nafalu, they faltered and they fell away. All the way to the end of the Kapitel, Kavei el Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha, v'kavei el Hashem. Hope to Hashem, strengthen your heart. Make your heart brave and hope to Hashem. The idea being that life might seem overwhelming, but if we inculcate an inner perspective that ultimately Hashem is on our side and Hashem will cause everything to turn out for the good and for the revealed good, if we live life in a state of bitachin, if we live life in a state of security in Hashem, then our life becomes a calmer one. Our life becomes a more empowered one. And we no longer feel that life and the sea of life is overwhelming us, but rather we feel secure enough in life such that we can go about our lives and thrive in our lives, whatever challenges come our way. And not only can we thrive personally, but we can have the presence of mind and broadness of spirit that allows us to look outside of ourselves and change the world for the better. So, when you say LeDavid twice a day, every day, over the course of Elul, slow down. Maybe look at a translation or contemplate on the meaning of each word. Feel what the words mean. Feel the words as relevant to your own life. LeDavid Hashem Oyu V'Yishi is not just the prayer, is not just the contemplation of a king who lived 2,000 years ago. Hashem is Oyr Cha. Hashem is your light. He is Yish Cha. He is your savior. And connecting with this perspective will positively transform your life and allow you to positively transform the world around you.